Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. So last one, I spoke of Shakti energies or the female energies, feminine energies. This one, I want to speak to you about the masculine, the male, the males of this world, the ones who are embodied in male bodies, for one thing, the one who have dominant planets, points and nakshatras of male, speaking from the Vedic astrology perspective and speaking from the Vedic perspective of what is masculine or male energy really. What are we doing with all of this stuff? How is it practically useful in my life, in my everyday life, in my jobs, in my career, and so on and so forth? First of all, you got to understand the principle of masculine or male or Shiva. The Shiva energies, as spoken of, and I'm summarizing and paraphrasing a lot here, in the Vedas, is pure consciousness. Now, how does pure consciousness play out? Pure consciousness, as the opposite of Shakti, which is constantly moving, is absolutely still energy. The Shiva energy is a stillness energy. Whenever you experience some kind of a stillness in your mind, in your emotions, in your thought, in your energetic patterns, in your sensing, that stillness is the Shiva element, which is present in creation throughout. Shiva is the still point, Shakti is the moving point. Between these two opposites of the absolute creative energies itself, everything is playing out. So you, my dear males, my brothers, my fathers, my ancestors, and so on and so forth, the male energy goes all the way, even in lineage, are basically playing out male energies, which is Shiva energies. Means you are looking for consciousness, you are looking for awareness, you are looking for knowledge, you are looking for the higher chakras, which is above the heart chakra. The upper three chakras are all Shiva kind of energies. They are still points of pure awareness. Whenever you go to throat chakra and the third eye chakra and the crown, it's all about pure awareness itself. You're not looking to do something with it. There is no action-oriented stuff you want to take, but there is an awareness of it. If you take everything below the heart chakra, if you take the navel chakra, the Swadhisthana chakra, the sacral and the Muladhara, the root chakra, these are all Shakti kind of energies. They want to ground it. They want to bring it down to the earth plane. They want to make it physical. So in this way, my dear boys, men, males in this world, you need to understand your dharmic path or your purpose or a sense of purpose, if you want to truly dig into all of that kind of a thing, in everyday terms, not necessarily in spiritual terms, you don't have to run away to an ashram or bend your head backwards in some yogic posture, okay? I'm just talking in everyday terms. You need to investigate your astrological chart, and that will give you a starting point. If you have predominant planets and points in those 8 male nakshatras or 5 zodiac signs which are all male, you will know. You will know what your purpose is. You will know what your drive is towards creation. Sorry, it's I think 3 zodiac signs. Aries, Leo and Sagittarius are the only male ones. Sorry about that. So, investigate. Investigate what your dharmic path is. Investigate where you find consciousness. Investigate where you find creativity. If the number of planets and points and ascendant and moon in your chart is dominantly male, you feel like going inward with your knowledge and outward with bringing that knowledge forth. You're not necessarily trying to bring creativity in terms of making it physical. This is why males are not really interested in making things physical. That is the Shakti or your female counterpart. As a male, you are more inclined towards learning, towards knowledge, towards creation as bringing in something new. This is why you find, at least till now in the shift, you have found more creations coming from males, because the Kundalini of the planet itself was in India and Tibet, in the northern half of the earth. Now it's moving to the southern half of the earth, as I spoke of earlier. So what happens with this is that males will bring all their knowledge stored through lifetimes everywhere as the learning and the grounding point for the women. The women are awakening more, as I spoke of earlier, because the Kundalini has moved towards the south. So what does this make for the males? The males have to sit and become the grounding point for the women in their life. Women will not know what the hell is happening. Why am I getting all these thoughts, feeling emotions, awarenesses? Why am I seeing all these otherworldly beings in my dreams, in my thoughts, in my feelings? Why am I getting all these so-called psychic powers? It's nothing like that, really. It's all creation and different aspects of it you're tuning into. And your body is tuning into. The ascension process happening on Earth is not necessarily soul-based, it is more Earth-based. The Earth is awakening and your body is nothing but Earth, so you are awakening. But the feminine bodies are picking that up more as compared to the masculine bodies. Now, what are the masculine bodies picking up is what we are discussing here. The Shiva aspect is what you will be bringing forth. You will be bringing that still point of awareness, the still point of knowledge through intuition. Not knowledge as in whatever you have learnt before, not knowledge as in all the traditional stuff, wherever, whichever race, culture, caste, religion, etc. you were born into. Although you will pick that up, you will refine it, as I'm doing over here, you will bring it forth in your own way, in your own life. And that's what you got to try and figure out. That's what you got to try and understand and work with. That's what you got to bring for the females in your life, in your personal life. Okay? Try and understand this. You can even go through my YouTube channel. Try and understand this really, really deeply, and it will change you. It will change the way you function every day. You will not be looking at females quite the same way. They have to do the creative work on the ground. They bring you children. Your wives, your lovers, etc. will bring the children forth. They know how to handle the earth. They know how to handle life itself. That's not your business. Your business is to go towards consciousness, move towards the upper chakras, see how you can bring higher concepts. You males have done this forever. You have gone become the poets, the architects, the scientists. Most of the creativity earlier in all the earlier civilizations was brought about by males, and there was a reason for this. It's not that the females did not have this, it's just that the planet energy of Kundalini itself was in the north. That's why many things came from the northern half of the world. And it was all male or masculine consciousness. Now it is all changing. The whole game has changed. Now it is all moving towards the south. So it will be the feminines who will be taking charge of the world. Understand this, what is happening. There is no threat here. There is no ulterior motive or hidden agendas here. It's just the way it is happening, and we have got to tune into it. Don't fight this. Try to understand that the females will become more powerful in that sense. In an absolute sense, Shiva and Shakti are equal. There is no sense of power games played out there. You got to understand this. You got to understand and bring about your compassion of stillness. The males have to bring the compassion of stillness for the women in their lives in this shift. That will be the greatest governing principle you will ever bring. And how you can begin to understand that? Well, try an astrological chart first, the Vedic astrological chart. Try and understand which nakshatras your planets are placed in. What is your ascendant? Is it a male nakshatra? You'll be driven towards consciousness more if it's a male nakshatra and a male zodiac sign. If you're in Libra and in Swati, then you will be very male driven, for example. This is the way you start investigating astrology. You must understand is just a code. You are trying to unlock the code, like the movie Da Vinci's code, right? So you are trying to unlock a code of consciousness. And this is what you are trying to voluntarily and consciously engage with. Forget the dogmatism of the past. This is not about rites and rituals. This is not about one thing or the other. You are trying to understand the principle of existence itself, all right? So boys, men, everywhere, anyone who is listening to this, please try and understand your birth charts first, where the males are, where the masculine energies are in your areas of life, your different areas of life. It may be playing out in different areas of life. So do you, my dear women, girls. You need to see where, if you're more masculine, if you're more alpha male kind of driven, or you feel like that, or your friends tell you a very dominating type of creature, well, you got to see a chart. If it's a lot of masculine energy, you will feel that still point very powerfully. A still point weighs everything with respect to itself. It's relative, of course, but unless you know why you are more masculine in nature, it might be just that there is more planets and points in male nakshatras and male zodiac signs. See what I mean? So try and reflect on this and stay safe wherever you are. Take care. Be safe.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.